Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to another edition of the Worth to Wealth podcast. And today I am so excited to have with us today Ms. Sonya Keith, who is the podcaster's rock queen. We will get into more and let her share about who she is and what she does and how she can basically share with our ladies here on the podcast, helping you to keep you motivated, inspired, and sharing with you a little bit from her journey and information, of course, about podcasting for those of us who are on our journey to podcast or need to know a little bit more or are not familiar with it. But from the information that Sonya will share with us today, you're like, oh, my goodness, I need to jump on out there and get ready. So, Ms. Sonya, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me on your show. It is truly an honor to be in your network and with your listening audience. My name is Sonya Keeve, and I am the CEO and founder of Podcasters Rock, which is a Facebook community designed for both seasoned and aspiring podcasters who truly want to kill it in the game of podcasting so that they too can get the credibility, the visibility, and profitability for their business. So I am on a mission to teach and train over 100,000 women how to become podcasters, because guess what? There are not enough ladies in the game, and especially women of color. So I am excited to be here with you today.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And as you just touched on, there's not a lot of women in the game. And for me, my show is relatively new. And it has been a mission of mine maybe for over the last year or so. But now, obviously, in the state that we're all in now, there's actually no better time than the present to get up and out there. And we have nothing but time at this point, even though, you know, we all still working, of course, but as far as us eliminating all of the other procrastination items and things and us being busy with doing whatever before, there's no greater time than the present.
Absolutely.
So just share with us, how is it that you got into podcasting, or what was it that sparked your interest for podcasting?
Well, I absolutely love to share this story. The funny thing is, for me, podcasting kind of came out of an opportunity where I had just been laid off from my corporate job. Mm. I was working at the time for a bank and had been with the company at this time for about 5 years. And for me, that was unusual, because most of the time I would job hop every 2 years. And so on March 9th, I had received my 5-year anniversary cube and was so excited. The next day, the senior VP wanted to meet with me. And I was thinking, hey, I am up for a promotion because I've been doing so well up to that point, only to get the pink slip. So investing almost 5 years of my life with the bank, I was told I had 5 minutes to get my stuff and leave the premises. And so in that moment of vulnerability, anger, frustration, even embarrassment, I was in a very vulnerable place and realized, you know, I've got to do something different. And so I'm very heavy on social media, but, you know, was still trying to figure out my niche, where I needed to go next. And so I had participated in a social media challenge with Dr. Akina Finch. And she was out there on social media helping entrepreneurs to kind of figure that niche out. And so she said that whatever you decide to do, I want you to put it out there in the social media space. But the caveat is you had to be ready to execute. And so I thought about podcasting, wasn't sure if it was thing for me to do, but the thing that I knew was that I wanted to inspire women, and I knew I loved to talk. So I put a question out there, and I asked, if I start a podcast, would you be my guest? And 50 women said Yes. And I did not have a platform. I did not have a show idea. I just knew I had a vision and an idea. And on March 10th, the very next day of 2018, I launched Inspiring Nations with Sonya Key with the first 50 women that said yes. And I have not looked back. We are in our second season. It's an international show that's heard in over 164 countries. And so I knew that there was a calling on my life. I just didn't know what it was.
Right.
And so now I have my podcast where I inspire and interview women from across the globe that have stories of how they inspire others every single day. And every day is a blessing because more women come on and share their stories. And I'm just so honored I was chosen as the vessel and have the platform to be able to do that.
Right. Now, I mean, so many things, questions popping in my mind.
Yeah.
We're talking because I heard so many whistles, bells and whistles or whatever.
Yeah.
So going back.
Okay.
To when you said you received the notice, almost notice.
Yes.
You had no idea, no idea, because you had just received your 5-year award or reward cubicle or whatever.
Yeah. So
really, you did not see it coming. You could not have seen that coming. Okay.
No.
And from what I'm hearing, you were not doing anything else prior to this or whatever. You were just working your business or your job, 9 to 5.
Yes, so ma'am.
So you were not doing a hobby or whatever on the side or doing the moonlighting or whatever. So you did not have another business at all.
Yeah, well, I had started a t-shirt business called Walk in Love 2 Creations. And that business was kind of, it came out of the idea of, that was kind of my first niche into entrepreneurship. And it started because I was putting out inspirational messages about, you know, to encourage other women. But it was funny, I was really doing it to encourage myself. Mm-hmm. And at the end of every post, I would put hashtag walk in love out of Ephesians 5:2, because I wanted to encourage others to create a simple act of kindness and then pass it forward. That was kind of the idea. And this was like, again, coming right off the heels of the corporate layoff. And again, I was just kind of doing it as a, you know, hobby, just trying my hand in something. But what it allowed me to do in that moment was when I created the t-shirt line and it says hashtag walk in love. When I go out in public, people would say, more people need to do that. Forgetting I had the t-shirt on. And then I said, and they said, what is this walk in love? And so through that, I started to heal by sharing my story of my corporate layoff. And so the t-shirt line ballooned into a book project where I got an opportunity to be a co-author in an anthology called Women Inspiring Nations. And I was one of 25 women who shared their stories of how they inspire others. And again, the t-shirt was kind of just like a hobby. The book was my first opportunity to say I'm a published author. And from that book, still again, in this space of, okay, how can I help others? You know, the t-shirts are good, the book is great, but I was still feeling like I needed something that was me, that when you hear my name, how do you identify me, my brand? What can I offer? And through prayer and just asking God kind of what's my next, that's when the social media challenge came. That's when I launched launched my podcast, and I launched it specifically on my mother's birthday on March the 10th of 2018, because I wanted to give her honor because of the woman I became because of her. So it was almost like twofold. Like, I wanted to honor my mother. I wanted to get more into entrepreneurship and help other women. And so to come up with my show name, it came right off the heels of that book. Since I was already inspiring others with my story, I wanted to have a platform where I could continue and inspire more and truly inspire a nation. And so Inspiring Nations with Sonya Key launched on March 10th.
Wow. Okay. And so then when you started the podcast, then what was your thought process for, I guess, what information or what you were going to share? I mean, you had the messages or you had the message on your, that you were putting on your t-shirts.
Right.
And for most people, they would say, oh, but I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to say. Unless they've already been blogging or doing something else. And for most, obviously, they already have a business running in the background.
Yeah. So
they'd get on sharing content or whatever that comes from the business. But now you are doing straight inspirational messages and talks or interviews or whatever. So when you started out, how did you start out?
Well, the funny thing was, I definitely wanted to have this message of inspiration. Mm-hmm. And my kind of muse came from, if you've ever watched Oprah Winfrey's show, Super Soul Sunday, she has a show where she interviews different guests, but it was the background and the environment that just led itself to feel like you were just having a conversation literally in her own home. And so I wanted to have that same type of feel, knowing that it was going to be remote sites where different women across the world were sitting and residing. And so when I created the show, I wanted the women to bring me the topic of what they wanted to share. The only caveat was you had to have a story of how you inspire others every day. Mm-hmm. So I figured that was an easy enough catch for women to go, man, I've got thousands of things to share. Mm-hmm. And so they would create the topic. And so we would talk about their story. And so for each woman that came on the show, it was their personal journey, their personal story of how they were inspiring others, with the goal that my listeners would also be inspired and say, like, if this woman went through all of this, or she overcame these challenges, or she was in this place, and then I can do it. And so it has really lit a fire because now people are inspired by the stories, and they're inspired to own and activate their dreams and their goals in their life simply by hearing the story from someone else.
When I tell you, you're helping me right now, you're helping me. Okay. even though obviously I had an idea and I had an idea and a message that had me starting my podcast. Right. Mm-hmm. But once again, you still, at some point, were like everybody. I was still stuck with, okay, but really, what am I going to talk about? What is the content going to be or whatever? Or it's just the thing that happens when fear creeps in or, but who am I, question creeps in, you know, like, really, you know, who wants to listen to me? And who wants to listen to, you know, so then that starts clouding your mind.
Yes.
With all the other things that caused you to even start it or, you know, to come up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just in hearing you right now, listening to you, that goes back to me because I was saying, okay, and just for those who are listening and to help you all, you know, I'm currently recording interviews now to batch so that I have a group of them to launch my podcast. Like, I already had a platform set up and all of that, but of course I had one or two interviews. I did one talk that I recorded. I did the audio on my phone and I uploaded that. I'm on Anchor, uploaded that, and we talk about the platforms. But then I was like, okay, that one is sitting out there. I can't go and publicize it. And I said, I actually did an interview with one other person. But then I was like, okay, I cannot publicize it because, honey, when they go to listen, you ain't got the two out there. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times, and I know I do, you binge listen to the podcast. Once you come up on them and you come up on a good one or whatever, then you're going through all of, you know, the recordings or whatever that they've had. So I said, when I did it, I wanted to make sure that I had a few of them, you know, that were already up there. But I was thinking still all the while that, okay, I'm going to do interviews with, I want to do interviews to okay. do it. But you took me back to, no, but LaShonda, you can also do your own audios or recordings with your topics or whatever, basically sharing your story.
Yes.
So that's just a reminder. Sharing your story, how I happened up on it, and, you know, other things or whatever. So you just helped me out there, going back to my question of worth to wealth. Because, again, for me, the mission is to help the women to understand or to get through, navigate through those different pockets where you're still wondering, am I worth it or are you worth it? You know.
Right.
And
right.
really, okay, if I am worth it, then where does that come from? But it comes from the inside. You're not waiting for someone else to confirm that for you.
Right.
Or to tell you what your purpose is and how you need to move or listen. So that's an internal thing. And of course, your work increases your wealth because you're wealthy on the inside first. You know,
right.
from that, it shows up on the outside, but you have to know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something that I heard and I hear from you in your story, because obviously you did not let, and it's going to, you know, sting you for a minute.
Right.
When something happens or whatever. And that's not to say your world is not going to be rocked, but you don't let that stop you from now. Okay, what's the next thing? Because you're living and breathing, so you have to keep it moving. You have
yes.
things to do, care of, or whatever. And it's like, if it's not you, then who? You
right.
know? So
right.
again, even with your job, you were like, okay, then what am I going to do next? And then you once you got that, thankfully, yeah, it turned out it was very successful or whatever. But even if it had not been that, then okay, it's going to be something else. Then what's next? But you
right.
just keep moving and, you know, and going until it clicks or you figure it out.
Yes.
You know, but don't let something knock you down and keep you down.
So right.
That's good. I mean, that's very miraculous. So now in hindsight, again, when I'm speaking with the women, Worth the Wealth, and helping them to recognize that they are the ones with the gifts and the talents. You know, it comes from you, not from someone else, not from your job, you know, and not from the external things that you are doing or whatever. So you have to know who you are and whose you are, and know that you are worthy of it. You know, and it's like, you know, you're saying, okay, why would I do this? Because I'm worth it. And why would I keep moving? Because I'm
right,
worth it.
Right, right.
You know, and all of that. So in hindsight, what would you say to, and it doesn't even have to be business, because some women are like, but I don't know if I'm ready for business, or I don't have a business yet or whatever. But what would you say to an individual? In hindsight, now you look back and you say, okay, I was doing the 9-to-5, but now I had to pick up and do this new thing. What are your aha moments that you would share with someone now, obviously, and especially being in the state that we are now with the coronavirus, and it basically just halted everything, and you have to reinvent yourself or do something different or in a different way from what you were doing? What would you share or say to the women?
I would say, one, you don't have to necessarily have a business to be able to find your purpose. I think as women, you have to find that thing that really gets you excited to wake up every morning and doing. For some women, it is their 9-to-5. And then for others, it's having that side hustle. And so I would say, my aha moments are, one, don't be afraid to fail. I think we get so caught up in being successful at something that we're so afraid to fail. It's in those failures that become the life lessons that you learn of what to do to overcome, what to do when a challenge comes. And usually, for some, it feels like when your backup is against the wall, that's when you really start fighting for your life, fighting for survival, fighting that this last situation that tried to take you out. is going to be the last time you get into that place. And I always say, be ready to accept new opportunities, be ready for new adventures. Sometimes you have to come out of your comfort zone. It's so easy for women to stay what's comfortable. We go back to the jobs that are comfortable, but the successful people in life are the ones that stretch themselves. And sometimes that involves getting involved in something that maybe you've never done before, picking up a new skill you've never done before. You know, social media and technology has grown so much over the last several years that now that, you know, they take the excuses out. I mean, you can learn, you can go back to school online. You can learn a new skill online. You can read a new book. If there's an industry that interests you and you want to know more about, there's so much you can learn through LinkedIn. YouTube has amazing videos of how to do things. That was what I did when I launched my podcast. I had to kind of DIY it. I looked at videos and what I didn't get from a video. Then I'd asked an expert. But you've got to find that thing that brings you joy. And I think for me, in my younger years, I did what was comfortable, what was safe. And, you know, and that corporate layoff shifted my mindset and realized, you know, I can't be loyal to a company that's not loyal to me. I always have to be ready to, if you're ready to go to that next step, you've always got to always be prepared because you never know. And so now I teach my own children. You know, find what makes you happy. If it's college, go to school. If it's not, do something different. If you want to start a business, you know, long as you have a plan and, you know, you can do anything you want to do with a plan and, you know, and just work that out. And if this business doesn't work, try something else. That's what I did. I started a t-shirt business. And I still have it, but I don't operate it as often. But it's, you know, but if somebody needs to get a t-shirt, absolutely, they can get a Walk in Love t-shirt. But I realized I needed to find that something that yet makes me happy to do. And podcasting is that. So I would just say for women, you know, just don't be afraid to fail. Be bold enough to try something new. And then don't be afraid if that doesn't work. Pivot and do something different. But just don't give up. And I think that's where depression, isolation kicks in. Network with people. Zoom and so many other technology tools are out there. Like if you just need to see someone's face, especially in this time of the coronavirus, find your tribe. And once you find your tribe, you know, use that, you find that support system that's going to help you elevate to your next game. But I would just say, just don't ever give up. Just keep pushing through. Because as long as you're continuing to push forward, you're going to find that thing that's going to make you happiest.
Right. And you said it, do not be loyal to the job to a fault. Because again, there's nothing wrong with everybody is not meant to be in business or they have a business.
Right.
You don't want to be caught off guard and have that one stream or that one main thing. And then when something happens,
yeah,
and you really put all of your eggs in that one basket and have them depending on that. And then now when it's time to do something else or they make the decision.
Yeah.
Like the altering decision for you.
Yeah.
Now you're just, you know, stuck out there without, you know, no shield or no covering.
Right.
And then, you know, you are not just having to figure it out, but then you have all these emotions and everything to deal with in the midst of figuring it out, which is how, you know, we just go down fast.
Yes.
You know, with that. So multiple streams definitely is key, very important. So with those who have considered or are considering getting into podcasting, we know how we can overthink things and, you know, want to think all of these things, and we see those people who are podcasting and you see everything, all the instruments or whatever, What are some key items just to remove whatever angst from them to get up and started?
The first place, oh, good, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The first place I would start is ask yourself, why do you want to start a podcast? Because your why is going to be the very thing that's going to anchor you and focus you when things go awry. So ask yourself, one, why do I want to start a podcast? And then two, ask yourself, who is this podcast for? You need to identify your target. Who are you trying to target? And then three, what are you expecting your guests to get out of as a result of listening to your show? There needs to be a call to action to your show. You don't want people to listen just for the heck of listening. There's a reason why you want to draw them to your show. So I think if you can answer those three questions right off the bat, I think that will help kind of steer you in the right direction for launching your own podcast show.
Mm-hmm. And you did, I saw where you had a statistic that, and I don't know if it has increased now or not, but women podcasters only create 22% of the podcasters. Really? Interesting.
Yes. So as women, you know, globally, we only women only represent 22% in the industry. And so that is a huge indicator that more women need to really seriously consider podcasting. But when you can answer those first three questions, why I want to start it, who is it for, and what is the result of my show, that's going to help you really start navigating and getting into the game, because we definitely need more women. And then the percentage of women of color is even less.
And so how has it changed the lives of those that you have been able to connect with since you've been podcasting? And how has it even changed your life in a way that you didn't even, you know, you didn't even think about?
One, it absolutely opened me up to other fantastic, amazing women that are doing some amazing things. It has helped me to connect with influencers, people that I've admired and watched kind of from afar over several years, are now reaching out to me. I had the amazing opportunity to teach and train with Inside Influencers Networks, just sharing my gifts. And so that's been super exciting. And then just for my guests, a lot of the women who come on my show, for them, it's usually their first time ever being on a podcast. And so it's given them the confidence to share their story. But also what it's done is given them the confidence to elevate their business, to start a business, to write a book, to speak on stages, because they had a platform where someone was supportive of the work that they're doing or trying to do. Because like you said, there's some women who may not have a business right now, and they may be kind of at that place where they're like, I'm thinking of one, but I kind of don't know where I need to begin. And I always say podcasting is a great start that you can use to help build your influence and your network. So that's just kind of been the benefit. And for me as the host, it's just been my honor, because I guess what, I get to learn so much, even from my amazing girlfriends who I've known. They've shared things that I was like, I didn't even know that, just because of what they were sharing. It's just such a intimate space, and it's a comfortable, safe space where people can share even their darkest moments and be healed just simply because they shared on my show.
Right. And as we know, your story and your voice, there's still someone that needs to hear it from you. You know,
yes,
your story and all of that, no matter how saturated we think the market in this area is or whatever.
Right.
It still is someone that will be inspired, you know, and impacted and motivated or whatever, that you will cause to shift or move just by your story and your voice. So just for our listeners, just to remind you all about that, if you're still sitting on it, not moving and waiting and thinking, you know, that you don't have anything of value. You definitely do.
Yes.
Something of value. I mean, you know, this has been very good today. I appreciate it. I thank you for accepting the invitation to come on. You know, Sonia, well, we're in a group together, for those who are listening. We are in a group together, but Sonia was sharing her expertise on a call last week about podcasting, and I said, oh, okay, let me reach out to her and see if she will come on my show. So I appreciate it. And thank you for sharing with the ladies. So one last question. Can you just tell me, what does worth to wealth mean to you?
I think worth to wealth means to me that when you know who you are, when you know the value that you bring, that's when you inherit the wealth. Wealth doesn't come from monetary means. Mm-hmm. Wealth comes from being confident and unapologetic about your successes, about your failures, because in this life, we are all learning to grow, learning from our past mistakes and moving forward. So when you tell yourself, I'm enough, I don't need to apologize for who I am and whom I serve. I'm a child of God. I'm not ashamed of that. You find your wealth is much more precious than gold.
Yes. And can you tell us more about how they can get in touch with you? You mentioned your book. Can you share with us again your book that you have, your t-shirt or whatever it is that you have of value to share with the women, as well as how they can reach you and connect with you?
Yes, you can reach me on all social media platforms. I'm on Facebook at www.facebook.com/SoniaKeeve, Instagram Sonia Keeve, on Twitter it's actually backwards Keeve Sonia. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I am teaching. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm on a mission to teach and train over 100,000 women how to podcast, and so we are about to start our next iteration of launching your podcast show in 30 days. It is an online 6-week course where you too can get the steps, tools, and roadmap to launching your podcast in less than 30 days. And so the classes begin on April the 5th. We meet every week for once a week. And so if you want more details, you can enroll today at bit.ly/podcast, the letter N, 30 days. So it's bit.ly/podcast in 30 days, and you can enroll today. And I look forward to helping and encouraging more women to get in the game. And let's raise that 22%.
Let's raise that. Let's do it, ladies. You all have no reason now to continue procrastinating and putting it off, because we definitely received some very good information and tips today for you to launch and get up and out there. But again, thank you very much. This has been a great conversation. I hope you all have heard and gotten the inspiration and the motivation and everything that you all need to continue moving forward and not letting whatever it is right now stopping you, but just keep moving forward. So again, thank you all, and thanks for listening.